the Women Cybersecurity Society is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing access to tools and resources and support for women and minorities interested in a cybersecurity career. So what we do is we provide mentoring, coaching, events, workshops, access in the way of sometimes free scholarships to programs and conferences and training within the cybersecurity landscape. And with the intent of that is to advance women and minorities within the cybersecurity industry.
And I understand that you're on the West Coast. When did this get going in Newfoundland and Labrador?
So we had planned, I'm from Newfoundland originally, and I have launching chapters across Canada. And the last one that launched in St. John's was in July of 2019. And we actually corresponded the launching of our chapter with another event through the City of St. John's and Mayor Danny Breen, who proclaimed September 1st as International Women in Cyber Day. St. John's is actually one of three cities across the province, including Ottawa and Vancouver, that has done the same thing. And the intent of that particular day is to bring awareness to the issues that women face in the industry and celebrate their achievements, which is women are much underrepresented across the industry in general, with about 10% of women in the workforce here in Canada alone.
Definitely. And what are the numbers like in Newfoundland and Labrador?
I've recently kind of been engaging stakeholders, reaching out to different communities across government and industry and academia, and having conversations about them, because when I started doing my research for opportunities for youth to actually take on or enroll in a career in cybersecurity here in Newfoundland, there isn't any, unfortunately. So we're looking to hopefully change that in the future. And several youth expressed interest in taking training here in the province and transitioning to a career in cybersecurity. And as part of that research for the presentation, I did discover, I did some kind of local market research on what the demand here is in the local, you know, community of St. John's and across Newfoundland. And it was interesting and positive to see that there were actually 10 jobs in cybersecurity, specifically here in the St. John's and surrounding area, looking for various levels of, from, you know, more junior to up to senior level positions. So there is an increasing demand for skilled workers. And I guess for myself, with the interest of lowering the skills gap and the gender gap, is something really important that I'm working with stakeholders to change. The next steps would be to collaborate with industry leaders as well across academia, government, and industry to provide more courses that would fast-track individuals into roles and opportunities within the cybersecurity workforce. That would include more, less, I guess, traditional ways of a long-term, and looking more focused on programming that really advances and transitions people into the workforce in an expedited manner. For example, in order to keep up with the cybersecurity threat landscape, organizations have to really provide content a lot more quicker than traditional methods. And here in Newfoundland, having a course that would start from 6 months to 1 year and being able to transition people into the workforce would be ideal. And the same with understanding that there's not just technical levels of, you know, being able to start and transition into the industry, but there's also many non-technical roles that focus on governance, regulatory requirements, privacy, and other auditing kind of functions within the cybersecurity landscape.